Today is the day of remembrance, the day Brahma Baba became avyakt. Brahma, love for Brahma Baba is merged in the eyes of all the children today. Today, even before 4 a.m., the children's love reached the subtle regions to celebrate a meeting with Brahma Baba. And the children presented garlands of love to Brahma Baba. So the garlands of love of all of you children reached Brahma Baba. The children's love was merged in the form of the children's love, the fragrance of children's love was merged in each garland which went around Baba, Brahma Baba's neck. The eyes, the children's eyes, the smile on their face, and each expression of theirs was revealing their love for Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba also was giving the return of their love for him.
Bhakti
Baba is noticing that even now, every child in the language of his eyes is expressing the love of from his heart. And is presenting to Baba. It is this godly love. It is this godly love which is which makes each child to belong to the Father. It is this alaukik love It is this alaukik love which makes you belong to Baba when you say from the heart, "My Baba," with experience. It is this love which makes you the master of the Father's treasures. Because it's the children who have said, "My Baba,"
Mera Baba kehna.
To say "My Baba,"
aur sarva khazano ki
means to become the master of all the treasures. It is this love
take a one
which makes you forget the consciousness of the body and makes you soul conscious. It is this love which enables you to forget the consciousness of the body and make you soul conscious. Nothing else except Baba. Attracts the soul. Nothing else except Baba attracts the soul. There is a very big importance of this day. It is not only a day of remembrance. It is also the day of power. Because on this day, because it is on this day that the Father became the Karavanhar, the one who gets it done, Karavanhar, and made, it is on this day, the father became Karavanhar, that is, the one who gets it done, and made the children become the Karanhar, the ones who do. And gave them and applied on them the tilak of Son Shows Father. That is, made them instruments to become the doers. That is, made them the instruments or the doers. The he applied the method of success in service by becoming the Karavanhar and making the children the Karanhars. Why? Because the method for success in service is I am the doer and the Karavanhar, the one who gets done, is getting it done. This awareness or this stage is very, very necessary for success in service. That I am the Karanhar and Baba is the Karavanhar, getting it done. Why this stage is necessary? Because because the consciousness of I for 63 births has made you come into body consciousness. But the consciousness that the Karavanhar is getting it done and I am only an instrument, the Karanhar. So with this consciousness, that is, with the awareness that I'm only an instrument, body consciousness finishes. This is why Baba made the children the Karanhar and he became the Karavanhar. By becoming Karanhar, the one who does is Karanhar, the one who gets it done is Karavanhar. So by becoming Karanhar, you automatically consider yourself to be an instrument and become humble. And become humble. Even now, Bab Dada, even now, as Bab Dada is the one who's getting it done and you have become the Karanhar, This is why This is why the fruit of service is shining on their foreheads. The fruit of service is shining on their foreheads. Seeing the service being done by majority of the children. Bap Dada is happy. Bap Dada is happy to see the service being done by majority of the children. This is why to such children, Brahma Baba in particular, is saying, "Wow, my children, wow, my children," and is congratulating them. Brahma Baba in particular is feeling very happy. And in the future too, and is becoming an instrument, and in order to make you move forward, is congratulating you. So Bap Dada is congratulating you for the future as well. For you to continue to move forward and get success. Now,
Frishta is the demon.
Now, Brahma Baba, is signaling you for becoming an angel like him. Is signaling you and reminding you that you have to become an angel like him. Just as Brahma Baba lived in the physical body and yet lived in the physical body, that is, he was in life form, but he was liberated in life. In spite of so many responsibilities which he had, because to look after such a big family, to make everyone have a yogi life, to carry out such a big responsibility of service. To make everyone move ahead more and more in service. So with all that responsibility, he was always enjoying liberation in life. This is why on the path of bhakti they show the seat of Brahma in the form of a lotus seat. So the seat of Brahma is a lotus seat. They show Brahma sitting on a lotus. He became liberated in life. And enjoyed it. And he also made you the same. He enjoyed his liberated in life stage and he also made you that. even now. He is giving you, telling you different yuktis, different methods for becoming an angel, and thereby he's wanting you to become like him. Bab Dada has seen that the aim of each one of you is good. If anyone is asked, what is your aim? Then what do you answer? What do you say? Do you remember what you say if some tell you, if some ask you, what is your aim? So you say to become like the Father, to become Bab Saman. So what does it mean to become Bab Saman? It means to attain liberation in life, in this life itself. That is, to become an example, as he become an example like him. Bab Dada has seen that whatever homework Baba gives you, you do pay attention to that. You do pay attention to whatever homework Baba gives you. You also get an experience, but then you don't do it constantly. You don't do it continuously. Even recently, whatever work Baba gave to you, the report of that was sent by many children. They did make an effort to and sent that report every month. Many zones. Have sent the report of each month. The report of some is good. Those who have sent the report to Baba, whichever zone has sent the report of the homework Baba gave to that zone, Bab Dada to that zone, Bab Dada is congratulating by saying, "Wah, my children, wah." But then, What does Bap Dada want from you now? Now, Bap Dada wishes from each child that that at present you are sometimes okay, but then Baba wants you to be okay all the time. This is what Bap Dada wants from you, to be okay all the time, not sometimes. You are good yogis, but then Bap Dada wants you to become constant yogis. Bap Dada had given you work recently for becoming that constantly. Every hour with some or the other yukti, or method, so that just so that what you experience now sometimes, that you begin to experience constantly. This is what Bap Dada wants from you. Just as there is a saying, the one who conquers his mind conquers the world. The one who conquers his mind conquers the world. Whatever thought you want your mind to have, it should have only that thought. Just as for your other sense organs, you use them or work them in the way you want to, and they act accordingly, don't they? Similarly, to your mind also, whatever you order it to think, it should do only that. You do practice it, but then it is only sometimes. You do practice it, but then sometimes you don't do it too.
Bap Dada,
so this is what Bap Dada wants you to do, that
shakti ke lagam se
with that, with the veins of powers, you should be able to move the mind in the way you want it to move. The saying that that if you conquer the mind, you conquer the world, for whom is that saying? It is for you, is it not? It's for you children. In every kalpa you have done it. This is why the praise is there. Just as for other sense organs you say that they are mine, similarly for the mind too you say it is mine, don't you? You say the mind is mine or my mind. So when you say my mind, it means you are its master. Whatever thought you want to bring in your mind, and for however long you want that thought to be in your mind, that you should be able to do. That is, the mind is bound to do that because it belongs to you. Therefore, on this day, the day of love, this is the homework Baba Bhak Dada wishes to give to you, that you should, whatever thought you want to create, that thought only should come in your mind. Only that thought should come in your mind, the thought you want to create. So if you is so, if that works, then there won't be any waste thoughts. There will be only elevated thoughts, because elevated thoughts finish waste thoughts. So whenever you want to do yoga, but then because of sanskars, waste thoughts keep coming. Or there is no success in yoga. Then that's what you have to have control over. You wish to do yoga for 1 hour, then at that time your mind should not disturb you. Why? Because the soul is the master. The mind is not the master. mind is the companion of the soul. Mind is the companion of the soul. Therefore, order your companion with love. And become the conqueror of your mind. Why is Baba saying this? Because news of many children comes to Baba. Of how waste thoughts come from time to time. This is what the children write to Baba. Even if they don't want them, those thoughts still come. So Baba is asking, who is the master? It's you, is it not? Therefore, as you have love for Brahma Baba, today the Father with love with love in his heart, he is telling you what he wants. What is in his heart that he wants you to do? Now you have to conquer your mind and thereby conquer the world. As you love Brahma Baba very much, then you have to give this gift to Baba too. When there's love for someone, you give that person a gift, don't you? Similarly, as you have love for Brahma Baba, Baba is asking this gift from you. Baba is asking for this gift from you, as you have love for Baba. Are you ready to give this gift to Baba? Are you ready? Raise your hand if you are ready. Raise again. Raise it high. Baba is looking around to see the children raising their hand. So, whenever you order, your mind should obey the order. So from today onwards, no waste thoughts should come in your mind. Today, 2 hours, 4 hours, today you did also, so you can do it again too. You do yoga, and along with doing actions, you also do yoga together. Can you do that? Okay, what past is past. Whatever has happened, but from now onwards, if you order your mind, if you order your mind that full stop to all waste thoughts, your mind should obey. You will have to do it. Full stop to all waste thoughts. So if you give order, it should obey. So that's what you have to do. So when you sit in yoga, keep this aim of ordering your mind to give a full stop to waste thoughts, and then accordingly during the whole day to make efforts likewise. As you have love for the Father, you will have to do what the Father tells you to do. As you have love for the Father, you'll have to do what the Father tells you to do. The waste thoughts should finish. The yukti for that, the method for that, is to remember the love Brahma Baba has for you. Whether you saw Brahma Baba in corporeal form or you did not see Brahma Baba in the corporeal form, but then through your intellect, all of you have seen Brahma Baba, haven't you? You've seen Brahma Baba not through your intellect. Those who say, yes, Baba, I have seen Baba's love. I have seen what it is, what in the way Brahma Baba used to sustain the children. Raise your hand. You pleased Baba by raising your hand. Yes, Bap Dada is happy. You have kept the courage and raised your hand. But whenever you feel that you don't, that your strength has reduced, then always think of your relationships with Baba. How many relationships do you have with Baba? He is your father, and he also becomes a child, doesn't he? Sometimes father, and sometimes he becomes your friend too, doesn't he?
Isliye
if you remember your relationship with Baba. So either remember your relationship with Baba or remember the attainments you have received from Baba. So relationship and attainments. Just as today you remembered with so much love from the heart, didn't you? Similarly, as you will remember more and more, your love will also increase more and more. Today, Brahma Baba's love was emerging in your heart, wasn't it? So if anything happens, any ups and downs happen, then at that time, remember your relationship with Baba and also the attainments you have received from Baba. That you should remember. And Baba is bound to help you. He is always helping you, but then you only thing you have to do is to remember Baba. Did you understand what you have to do today? You have to conquer your mind and thereby conquer the world. This saying of those who conquer the mind, conquer the world, that form you have to become. Give orders to your mind. Till now you have left your mind a little bit free and therefore it is doing its own work. Now pay attention or give more attention to the mind. My mind should obey my order. Not that you should obey the order of your mind. Your mind should obey your order. For example, you want to do some churning of knowledge and instead of churning knowledge, all waste thoughts keep coming in your mind. Then what does that mean? The mind becomes the master or you become the master at that time. You want something and your mind thinks something else. So at that time, who's the master? Therefore, did you understand what homework you have to do now? You have to conquer your mind. Whatever order you give to it, that the mind will definitely obey. But for that, you'll have to pay a little more attention, that's all. Mothers or teachers. Baba's asking you, can it be possible? All teachers raise your hand. All the teachers raise your hand. The teachers are raising the hand. So, those of you, the teachers, if you think it is possible, wave in front of Baba, wave to Baba. whatever the first line is, first line also wave to Baba. What about the brothers? The first line did it first because they don't want Baba to ask them. So the brothers, and they are also waving to Baba. So then congratulations to you, congratulations to you for giving the gift of love to the Father. Somebody was saying something, so Baba is asking, is someone saying something? Daddy wants to say something? Daddy wants to say something, and probably she's asking for the mic. I think so. Something is coming in her mind. And Baba said, okay, later on you can say. So, the moment you say my Baba with love from the heart, you automatically receive help from Baba, but then at that time, who do you become? You become the most lovely child, long lost, now found child of Baba. So how many times you say my Baba, my Baba? So many times you say my Baba, don't you? And Baba listens. Baba notes everything, whatever you tell Baba. Double foreigners are also listening, no? Yeah. Now say. So Munni Ben has got up. Maharashtra turn. Andhra Pradesh, Bombay. Altogether are 14,000. 4,000 Delhi. All those from Maharashtra zone, which includes Mumbai, Andhra Pradesh.
Shanti se sab uthenge, awaaz nahi karenge.
14,000 have come from this zone. To all of you, on this day of Bap Dada's love, the day of love, all of you have love for Bap Dada, and let this love will remain eternal, will remain constant all the time. Each zone gets its chance to come. So you like this idea, don't you?
Yes.
You like it, that each zone gets their chance to come and you come, your zone comes in large numbers in your turn. You like this idea? And they're saying yes. So Baba said this is good. Because then after, because of this, no one complains that they did not get enough numbers. You like this system, don't you? That you can come to the maximum extent when your zone is there for seva. You like this system, don't you? And they are saying yes. So whosoever turn it is for seva, their zone gets the maximum number. So 14,000 have come only from one zone. Baba has seen that when you get your turn, you come with a big heart.
Seva.
You know, you come in large numbers.
Seva.
And in this way, you also get a chance to do yagya service and a chance to meet Baba with your zone. Yagya seva and meeting Baba with the whole zone. Although you get only a few days here, but then after you go back from here having done yagya seva, the love or attraction for the yagya is felt more, and you experience more love for the yagya, is it not? So here it's a large family. Even when you meet in your zone, so many of you don't get together in this way. As you are able to meet here together in Madhuban, but also to come to Madhuban, to meet Bap Dada, to meet the family. You just do yagya seva once and forever. You keep seeing the yagya in front of you, in front of your eyes. The yagya keeps moving because you serve here. Because something, if you have seen it, then you can visualize it easily. Is it not? There's a big difference between hearing about something and seeing something in practical form. So, Madhuban is every child's home. It's only because of seva, service, that you are sent to different places, because you have to become a world server, is it not? So that no one complains later on that they did not get the message, they did not come to know that our Father, that their Father has come. The Father came and gave inheritance to the children, and I didn't even know. This complaint shouldn't remain. This is why keeps telling every time that your neighbors, your friends, your village, your town, you know, in every area, you have to give this message to all, everywhere, that your Father has come. Your Father has come. Whether He accepts you or not is up to Him. That is His own fate. But no one should complain at the end that they did not know that the Father came and gave inheritance to these children and went away. Your task is to give the message, to accept this task, to accept this message or not, to make their fortune or not, it is their fate. But on your behalf, there should not be anyone missing from whom you get the complaint at the end that they did not know. So it is good there is very good expansion of service in Maharashtra. This is why Baba is giving special congratulations to the teachers as well as those who are serving. As is your name, Maharashtra, so is your work. You have done a lot of expansion. But then now you have to make new plans of service, just as those of Delhi are making new plans. Baba told them and they are bringing it in practical form. So too Maharashtra has to do the same. You have to create a new plan of service. Not the same old thing, but create a new plan, a new form of service. So make a new plan of service and spread the sound everywhere. You are spreading in Maharashtra, no doubt. But it should spread everywhere. And for spreading it everywhere, you have to make new plans. So that even other countries are able to listen to the sound you make or the service you do. It is good. It's good to stay busy. To stay busy means to become conqueror of Maya. So Bhaktada is happy with Maharashtra. The teachers are happy too, aren't you? Okay, you may sit down. So double foreigners are here. All double foreigners stand up, please. All the double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners, please stand. So about 350 double foreigners are here. Baba is giving drishti to all of you.
Double Videshi. Jab sunte hain, to dil mein sabke bol.
When everyone hears that Baba is speaking to double foreigners, the whole Brahmin family has so much love for you in their heart, like love is filled in everyone's heart in the whole Brahmin family for you. Wherever you may be, however far you may be, but the love in their heart the love in your heart makes everyone feel you to be so close to them, or they to be so close to you too. You are spreading that love. You are spreading the message. Bab Dada keeps receiving the news of how you are spreading Baba's message everywhere. Your aim also is to make sure that everyone gets the message of Baba. No one remains without receiving the message. So Bab Dada has seen that how those abroad in foreign countries, how they are coming together with those of India or Bharat, and are working together in giving the message. So we are coming together and in a practical way giving the message together, because you don't want any corner to be left out without the message. The message has to be reached everywhere. Baba's service in foreign lands reason for Baba's service to be spreading so quickly is that you, when you hold different programs, you let all the faiths to come together on one stage, all different religions, all different faiths, all different backgrounds, you make them come on one stage. And you prove to them that how God is the Father of all the souls. So that is very visible in your programs because you invite people of all faiths to come on one stage. So in this way you continue to serve because your aim is to let no one be left out without the message. The same thing is in Bharat too. Your aim is to not allow any corner to be left out. So, although you know that all other religions are just the branches of the tree, but still you have to give them the message. Because the time is such that at this time people's thoughts are changing because there is so much sorrow increasing in the world. The wave of sorrow is spreading even in foreign lands. In Bharat it's already there, but in foreign lands it is spreading now a great deal. This is why they are their interest in listening to what you say is increasing. See, they invite, don't they? They say you invite people and they all come, and then your halls are full and there are still people who want to come, but they don't get the seat. So people's interest is increasing day by day, increasing more and more. Therefore, now spread as much service you can, you should do. You're getting chances, so take those chances and spread as much service as possible. Those who live abroad, those of you who live abroad, your interest in service is growing more and more. This is visible now very well from you. So Baba has, of course, love for all, whether someone comes from a village or from a foreign land. To everyone, Bab Dada gives the message that do as much service as possible, because any time that the atmosphere can change, and when it changes, then even if you would like to do service, you will not be able to do service at that time. Even that time is going to come when even if you want to do service, you will not be able to do service. Therefore, now you have a chance, you have the time, you have the opportunity, whatever you get chances, take benefit of them and do. Don't think of some other time. Do it now. Bab Dada keeps saying, don't leave anything for tomorrow. Don't leave anything even for today. Whatever you have to do tomorrow, do today. What you have to do today, do it now. Because at this time, the five elements, all the five elements come to Baba and say, Baba, tell us, for how long will this sorrow continue? For how long will this sorrow continue? Even the elements are unhappy. So what should Baba do? Naturally, because the elements are unhappy, so they will make human souls also unhappy. Therefore, all of you who have come should now make a determined thought that just as Brahmin life is very essential, similarly, according to the present time, each one should also do service, because service is also essential. Just as Brahmin life is essential for you, service is also essential for you. Either you do it yourself or you get it done through someone. But then service is very essential for each one of you. Baba is happy with you, the whole family is happy with you, and you are also happy with yourself. So the whole Brahmin family, you yourself and Bap Dada, all are happy. But then the thing remaining is that whatever homework Baba has given to you, of conquering the mind and thereby conquering the world, that you have to become. It is, this saying is in your remembrance, and you have to just repeat it, what you have done before. Okay, you may sit down.
बाबा कलकत्ता से फूल वाले आए हैं सभी फूलों का सारा श्रृंगार कलकत्ता वालों ने किया है
ऑल दो सम कलकत्ता हैव डन द डेकोरेशन ऑफ द थ्री प्लेसेस यू नो पांडव भवन ज्ञान सरोवर शांतिवन दे डिड डेकोरेशन विद फ्लावर्स दे ब्रिंग फ्लावर्स इन द प्लेन यू नो And they bring real flowers, very fresh flowers. So Baba is telling them, you work very hard, but this hard work that you do, it's because of the love in your heart for Baba, and that is visible that's visible in the flowers. The love you have for Baba is visible in the flowers, the decoration of you do. Whether you work hard with your hands or you do the work of creating enthusiasm in those who work. So the power you get from hard work and the fruit you receive through this hard work is there. So Bap Dada is giving special love to those of Kolkata. Because, you know, Baba became Brahma in Calcutta. So those of Kolkata have become instrumental in giving the response of Baba's love for them. You do it with great love, and for that, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Aap sabko bhi pasand aata hai na?
You like, all of you like the decoration they do with flowers, don't you?
परिवर्तन तो चाहिए.
A change is necessary, is it not? So they express their love in a practical way through flowers. Okay, you may sit. Now, the children who are sitting here face to face, or the children in distant places watching Baba and listening to Baba, because Bap Dada has heard that the efforts are on for making it possible for everyone to watch Baba in their centers, and therefore the children everywhere go to the centers and watch Baba, listen to Baba directly live. Even if it is very late at night, they still go and listen and watch Baba. So this is also a very good facility of science, and science is helping you in this way. Although science will be responsible for destruction, but then that also science, even if it brings about destruction, it will be beneficial for you, because your kingdom will come after the destruction. Therefore, whatever science is doing is for your benefit. Okay, to all the children, to all the loving children everywhere, Brahma Baba's special love and remembrance from the heart, love from the heart, please accept. So, please accept special love and remembrance from the heart, from Brahma Baba.